My friends, good afternoon. The days dwindle down to a precious few. These words are from a very popular old standard entitled September Song. The song was originally written for a Broadway play called Knickerbocker Holiday that opened in 1938. The music was composed by Kurt Weill, and the words were written by Maxwell Anderson. The play itself was a so-so success. It ran on Broadway for about 6 months, and that was about it. But the song has continued to be a favorite for over 70 years. Singers as diverse as Ezio Pinza, Nat King Cole, Jimmy Durante, Pat Boone, Mel Torme, and of course, Frank Sinatra have recorded it. And I truly hope that some of our younger parishioners have heard of at least a few of these entertainers.
No.
100% so far, every mass. Well, check them out. They're good. They really are. The haunting words of the ballad tell us, the days dwindle down to a precious few, and one hasn't got time for the waiting game. These beautifully crafted lyrics can easily be applied to this time of the year. It's almost mid-November. We've already been socked with a major winter storm, a storm that has caused havoc in our area, probably the worst ever, with downed trees, with power outages. Hopefully, all of this is behind us, and let's hope that we've returned to normalcy. But, and there's always a but, there is a definite chill in the air. The leaves are coming down, and we've reset our clocks to standard time, and that's caused darkness to come even earlier each evening. Thanksgiving is less than 2 weeks from now. The Christmas shopping season, whether we like it or not, has really begun already. Just witness the traffic at the mall and at the stores. Winter is not too far away, as we already were reminded by the storm. The church year is almost over. The last Sunday of the liturgical year is next week, and that's the Feast of Christ the King. And a new church year begins just 2 weeks from today with the first Sunday of Advent. Advent, Christmas, and the start of a new calendar year seem to come so very, very quickly. And it indeed appears that the days do dwindle down to a precious few, and we don't have time for a waiting game. The holidays always seem to appear so suddenly, as do major events in our lives, and we're often found unprepared and not ready. Our readings for this weekend, the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, speak to us of these things. They remind us of the ultimate winding down of our own lives, and also, ultimately, the winding down of time in our world. And they tell us that these things will happen, and perhaps when we least expect them.